Pei Zayin Amud Beis, in the middle of the page. The first words in the line is Hatishko Boloch Shua, and at the end of the line, Ibailahu. Ibailahu. Pogemes Ksubasa Pachos Pachos Mishave Pruta Mau. What's the case? That we're familiar with the Pogemes Ksubasa, that she says that she received some of her ksuba, but only part of it. He says he paid the whole thing. He said, no, I didn't get that. I just got part of it. But the part that she says she received, she's was very midayeket. She said everything. I got on this day, I got this much, and I got this day, and I got a little bit more. And that very, very midayeket on every little, everything that she claims that she got. So then, ma, what's it in? Mi amrinan kevendeka daike kulehai kushta kamra. Do we say this? Wow, she's so medayeket, so she's obviously telling the truth, because she's so careful, every little penny, so she's probably telling the truth, and therefore she shouldn't have to swear to collect the rest. Well, Dilma, no, maybe Arume Kamarama. Maybe not. Maybe she's just fooling, putting on a show to try to fool him, you know, and pretending that she's so, look, I'm so medayeket, obviously, you know, to try to avoid the shua, but really it's not the case. What's the din teku? Okay, Rashi, pachos, Mishava Pruta, yeah, Rashi says, Bimana Shehi Modalav, that 100 that she's agreeing on, Shekibla, Ose Imo Cheshbon, Chachna Tatali, Beyon Ploni, Vechach Beyon Ploni, Misarfasan Becheshbon, Afilu Pachos Mishava Pruta, even a little bit, she's every little penny, she's so careful of everything, Mau, Tzricha Shvua Al Shaar Olo. Okay, back to the Gemara, Yibailahu. Pocheses ksubasa mau. What's the case? So, a little bit along the same line, but a little bit different. Here, she says, again, that she has a ksuba, it says on it 1,000, let's say, and he says, yeah, and I paid you this the 1,000. And she says, no, but what's the case? She says that the ksuba was only 100. In other words, she's not claiming the whole 1,000. She's claiming only 100. Mao, mi amrina do we say hainu pogemis? That it's really basically the pogemis, because she's also mode that she's not chai of everything that says in the ksuba. Or dilma pogemis modaya b'miksas. Or maybe you can't compare it to pogemis. Because pogemis at least she's mode b'miksas. But here, ha, lo kama daya b'miksas. She's not mode b'miksas at all. She's just saying, I didn't get anything. It's just that the ksuba is not 1,000, it's only 100.
So where's the ksuba?
So that's good. We're gonna ask that. So, hang on. Okay, so first of all, just legabi the din, before we get to that question, the Gemara answers, Tashma, here we have a fair shabraisa that answers the question. And here we see pochetzes tipara shelo b'shvua. Here's Beferis in the Braisa that in such a case she collects without a shvua. Kate said haisak subasa el of zuz. There's 1,000 ksuba worth 1,000. Va'amar la hitzkabal ksuba seich. And he says, yeah, but you got your ksuba. Ve'hi omeres lo hitzkabalti. I didn't el ve'ena el amana. But the truth is the ksuba is really only 100. What's the Nahira says Beferish that she collects Shalobik Suva, Nifras Shalobish Vishvua. Okay, so now Gemara asks the question, Bemai Gavya, Bahaishtara, Haishtara, Chaspe Be'almahu. What is she collecting? She has a ksuba of 1,000, but a ksuba wasn't 1,000, it was only 100. So this ksuba that she has in her hand that she's so to speak collecting with, it's not the real ksuba. So what it's just a piece of pottery. So it's garbage. So how can she collect with it? So, Amarabba Berei de Rabba, Rabba Berei de Rabba, Rabba says, Belmeris, Amana Haisali Beino, Lebeini Lebeino, meaning that it really was a ksuba. This was the real ksuba, is the real ksuba. He said he was gonna pay her 1,000, they wrote a ksuba for 1,000, it was 100%, this is the official document. It's just that they had a deal between them, and she said, you know what, whenever you're gonna claim your ksuba, I promise you, I'll only ask for 100. Okay, so the ksuba is the ksuba, but she had a deal with him that she's only going to collect 100, and that's what we're talking about over here. Pardon me? I mean, it's her, you know, it's for her. She's her, she's the one that she's supposed to get the whole thing. She said no, she's like a mivatera. So it's a mivatera. That what? Okay, she says that, so there is no, but she's not saying that anyway.
No, I'm saying, I mean, read.
Yeah, no, okay, but she's not claiming that.
Star
Sheker.
What?
The
Star
Sheker.
So, can you give her
now? Right, she's like Mochel. She says, no, it's okay, you don't have to give me, you know, she's not, you know, she's, you don't have to give me the full thousand, just give me 900, it's fine. You know,
the same.
You
know. So, once, if she says from 1,000 to 100, okay, she says from 1,000 to 999, so then she will save the Xuvi, the Shvoi. She says, okay, we made a deal that you have to give me only 9,999. So now she can collect without the Shvoi.
Okay, Rashi. Pochetes. Haytach subasa elav zuz as Rashi kasu b'shtar, as it says in the star. But who omer hitkabalt kula? You got the whole thing. But he omer as lo hitkabalti klum. I didn't get anything. Aval mode ani shalo hitneit imi luksubasa. Mode ani shalo hitneit imi luksubasai elamana. That we made a deal was only 100. Modai b'miksas hitkabalt luksas. Okay, but my gavia, why she can collect? Why? How can she collect the filu? Even though the mana, but ha star with this star, ha chas be'malamu, it's worthless. Shehi omeres mizuyafu. So and then Gemara says no, but omeres amana haisa beino beinila beino, ha star nichtav venechtam kehogen. It was done properly bifnei ha'edim. Kibel alav the mel of zuz aval who emin bi shelo et be'ena elamana. I'm just going to only ask for 100. Okay. Back to the Gemara. So another case we had in the Mishnah where you collect with the Shvuah is Eid Echad Me'ida Shei Prua, that she has one aid that or he has one aid that it was paid, that the Ksuba was paid. So if she wants to still collect the Ksuba, she has to swear. Savar Amimar Bar Chama Lameimar Shvuah Deraisa. So he thought to say that this shvuah is a shvuah deraisa because it's a shvuah seid echad. Dichsiv, as it says, lo yaku meid echad in the pasuk, lo yaku meid echad beish lechol avon lechol chatas, says the pasuk. So the chachamim darshan from this, lechol avon lechol chatas, hu deino kam, aval kam hu li shvuah. V'yamar mar, kol makom shehashnayim mechayvim oso mamon, echad mechayvo shvuah. Or eid echad, right? Any time when two eidim can force to pay money, so one eid can force at least a shvuah, midaraisa. So eid echad. So he thought to say, hey, that's the same thing over here. There's the eid echad that says that she paid, and she's swearing, has to swear now that she didn't. So here's a shvuah eid echad. So he thought to say that's deraisa. Amarava, similar lesson if we've seen before. He says, "Shtei tshuvas b'davar." I'll give you two reasons why that can't be the case. It's not deraisa. First of all, chada decholam nishbain v'shebator nishbain v'lo meshalmin. Then here, v'hi nishbaz v'notelas. Right, as we've seen that shvuah and all the shvuah notor, you swear to put to yourself. And here, she's swearing to collect, so it can't be deraisa. But another reason that ein nishbain okfiras shvul shibur kakaras. You can't swear when there's shibud karka involved, and therefore, but here there is, because here we're talking about ksuba, which is meshubat karka, so therefore it can't be a shvuah deraisa for that reason either. Ela marava, it's midrabanan the shvuah, and what's the reason behind it? Kadej lahafis taito shel baal. So since the baal, he has a aid, no, he claims he paid her, and he has an aid that he paid her, so he's like, come on, you know, he's... He feels so confident, and here she's just like, no, you know, she denies it and finished. So therefore, to appease him, she's swearing. So therefore, it appeases that at least she's swearing. She can just say no and goodbye, and it makes him feel like, come on, you know, I have an aid on my side. So just to calm him down, so we instituted the shvuah. Okay, Rashi, Echad Mechai Boshvua Al Mamon Sheilu Hayushnaim Hayamishalem. If there's two, you'd have to pay. So now, Achshav Yishava Sheaid Mechachesh. We have the one aid that can force the Shvua. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Papa, turning to Peches Samud Aleph. Ipikeyachu. However, if the guy is smart, the husband, that he has his eid echad over here that he paid her, and he wants to, he can maisi la lidei shvua deraisa. Lidei shvua deraisa. So if he's smart, there's a way that he can make her make a shvua deraisa. So what's the, so why is that any better? So Rashi says, lidei shvua deraisa ipikechu habal, haibal, then he can make her give, make a shvua deraisa, shehi b'shem or b'kinui. So first of all, it's more chamer, because you're using shem Hashem, or the kinui, shem Hashem, and v'ochei sefer biyado, and she's holding a sefer kodesh in her hand, which also puts, more fear, or whatever, in the person, k'nebrina b'shvuas, and v'chamurahi me'od, so it's very, very serious. So v'shvua derabanan, klala ba'al makein shelanu. It's more like a person mekabel on himself a klala if he's lying. That's basically what shvua derabanan is. So that's not so chamur as a deraisa. So therefore, if he really wants to, sort of put her money where her mouth is, like make her make a real serious shvua, so he should do so if he's smart. Now, how is he going to do that? Because the ma'aseh we said there's only a shvua derabanan over here. How can he turn this into a shvua deraisa? So here it is. Yaivlak subasa be'apechad sahada. So he should give her the ksuba a second time. Pay her, because he's convinced he paid her already once. Fine. And he has an aid to that. He should give her the ksuba a second time. Pay her again the ksuba. And in front of another aid. V'samich sahada kama asahada basra. And then combine the two aidim. There's a problem with this, obviously, but we're going to deal with that in a second. Ask on this, but he has one aid that says he paid the ksuba. Now he has another aid that he paid the ksuba. So now he has two aidim that he paid the ksuba. So he combines these two aidim, samichsada kama sada basra that he paid the ksuba, umokim lohu lahanach kamai bemilve. And then what does he do? And then he says, okay, I paid you the ksuba. I have two aidim that I paid you the ksuba. Now you can't get out of this one. Two aidim, okay? However, and then he says, and by the way, you have a loan by me. I lent you money. Why? Because he really paid her twice, right? So the first time is like, turns into be like a loan. And he has, and she says, what are you talking about? He goes, yes, I have an aid, one aid that's the case. Right, one of the first aides saw that I did, that she paid, that he paid her, and therefore he can use that aid now as an aid. That's an aid echad midaraisa, because she's saying you didn't give me any money. We're talking about, and he is, yeah, I have one aid that I gave you money when it was the first aid, and now that's a shvua deraisa, aid echad deraisa. So that's how we can make her shvua deraisa. So now the Gemara asks on that matkif la Rav Shisha b'Rei d'Ravidi heyach samich sada kama yasada basra. How can you join up the two aidim, right? Each one is an aid for a different piron or different payment, right? The first aid is for the first payment, the second aid is for a second payment. How can you combine the two and say, oh, I have an aid on the two separate things that happen? So Gemara says, Ella Amar Rav Shisha b'Rei d'Ravidi. You have to change a little bit. What should he do? Yaiv like subasa be'ape sade kama v'sade basra. In other words, he doesn't give the second payer a second line just in front of another aid. He calls the first aid in also. Says, you remember, I paid my wife a ksuba, come with me, and he gives, and he pays her a second time, the ksuba, in front of the first aid, and now the second aid. So now it's not two separate aidios, it's one aidios with these two, the old aid and the new aid now being made on the second payment, and then again, umokim la lahanach kamai valva, and then he goes, collects the first one back again with the one aid, the first aid, as using the aid echad, as if it was a loan, like we said before. But Matkit La Rav Ashi says still not so great. Why? Akati Yecholala Meimar Shtek Ksubas Havai. She can still say, no, what are you talking about? Is this to you? You didn't lend me any money. You gave me, you paid me, I took Ksubas, and you paid me two Ksubas, right? And I'll prove it to you. Aid number one, he's saying that you paid me my Ksuba, and here he's saying it. You paid me this Ksuba money, and I have a second aid, and we're both of them now are being made that for the second one. So you paid me two Ksubas, that's all. You didn't give me any loan. Why can't you just say that? So, Ela Maravashi, who the modelahu. So he says, no, so we're talking about a case that he tells them. In other words, he tells these aidim exactly you know, when he calls the first guy back in again, and he says, look, I'm calling you back in again to be made, but don't just think I'm just paying her a second ksuba. I'm here by telling you, being modiya, that does not accept a second ksuba I'm just giving her this, you know, so I can get back my you know, baby maker swear on the first one, and et cetera. So therefore, this first aid is not a, you know, just going to come in and say, yeah, I was made on two payments over here. He knows exactly what's going on, and he's made the whole deal is over here, and therefore she can't say that it's a tuksub. Okay, let's see Rashi. Yaiv laksubasa ba'apei chadzada pam shniya. Again, she takes another aid and pays a second time. He pays a second time. Besamich sada kama sada basra, and he combines the two. Yaviyash neyem yachad based in she'im tachbordet. If she denies, he do a shnehem. They'll be both be made. She needs kablak subas that she got. Umoki lahana kamai balva, and then he takes the first one, use it for the halva. Yit be'enu piron harishon, and then he'll collect the first piron as if it was a loan. But Yomer, and he'll say, quote, milvehein etzlech, you have a loan by you. I lent you money. Sharehit kabalt b'ksuba seichshinit, because you got your ksuba a second time, and the first time, therefore, it was a loan. And then she'll say, no, what are you talking about? Loki balti, alapam chazon, I only got my ksuba this first time, you didn't give me a second time. The eight echad may eat al rishana, but the first one eight is made that she did get it also the first time. So we kashua the raisa. Now I have a shua the raisa, nishbad volo mishalem. Because here she's swearing so she won't have to pay back the first ksuba money. That's swearing to absolve oneself from paying, which is the right raisa. The ain kan shibud karkas, elamikoach ksuba to. Tova. It's not. It's from the koach ksuba, but it's not the, you know, using the ksuba as the document. So there's no shibud karka here. So the Gemara asks, "Hechi samich?" Says Rashi, "Masherazeh lo razeh." There are two separate teiduyos over here. Ve'im mikfor al shnehem ein kan ela eid echad v'tishba v'titol shlishis v'nimsa mafsid. And so they're each one separate. So she's being able to keep both of them swear and on both of them and keep both suba. And then you'll have to pay her a third time. So what does he do? He calls them both in. Truth is, he can really just get two people from the shuk to be made on the second one. Aval, it's an etza tova. She yakira eid arishon. He's the first one. Knows what's going on over here. She shtei pamim parad. That he paid twice. V'yuchala eid al piron haksuba im chavero and ve'al piron arishon. So the first guy is able to made on both. But we say, how you? But she can say, no, I what are you talking about? I didn't get any loan. He paid me two ksubas. Two ksubas, how you? Li alaych, on you. Alecha. Pipirona rishon, hexarti, I paid you back the first one. And hexarti lachachach, and I gave you, and I gave you back the ksuba, and that's it. Uvesheini, sacher, there's a different one. But rei eid rishon, mei nesayan. Not only that, she has an aid echa, the first aid is a siyuf to her. He says, look, here's your aid that you're bringing. He's made that you paid me the ksuba money, right? And very good, 100%. And I gave you back the ksuba, and finished. There's no halva over here. So the Gemara answered, no, the modelahu that he tells them, right? Before he pays the second thing, he takes the two aidim, the old guy and the new guy, and he says in front of them, quote, du'u, you should know, shekvar barati lak subas, I already paid her the first suba, bifnei echad mikem, in front of one of you. Vehi koferet, and you should know that she's not accepting, she's denying it. Ve'ani rotzeh, I hereby want to pay a second time. L'sheng ksuba she'yeli shnei edim b'davar. That this one should be l'sheng ksuba. I should have to edim b'davar. The old guy and the new guy, you two. V'edba es harishonim. And then I want to claim the first one. V'yeshli alehen eid echad. And I have amongst you, you know, one of you are an eid echad for the first one. V'tit chayev shvua deraisa. Z'ashika mechayev shvua deraisa. He tells them all this. The keva and shmeinu velo mesayan lahai eidech eid kama. Now, since he hears this, the first one is not going to be a siyua to her. He's accepting what the baal said. Tu lo matzis lemeimar. Now she can't say anymore that teshtek subas ayu habu. There were two of them. The milsa dol shchifik, since something that is not common to have such a thing. Okay.
Wouldn't these situations normally he would demand a shomer
kabbalah? Mistama, but I guess he doesn't have, obviously. It was a smart thing to do, but.
Or rewrite the ksuva.
Rewrite the ksuva? No, I mean, this is not a partial payment. This is the whole payment we're talking about now. I'm about the whole thing.
Or, you
take the ksuva. Exactly, right. That's what should be. Right. But for some reason, he didn't do that. But okay. Back to the Gemara. Another thing that we saw in the Mishnah, where you have swear, is min mechasim mishubadim, and v'shalom b'fana. We saw that you cannot collect without a shvuah. So tnan hasam. There's another Mishnah in Shvuas. It says there v'chein hayisomim, the orphans. That was the children of the malve, or the lender. They want to collect a loan. Lo yiparu ela bishvua. So they can only collect also only with a shvua. So Gemara says, what was that supposed to mean? Miman, who are they collecting? They have to collect only with a shvua from. Ilema milove, if it's from the borrower that their father died. Now they want to collect the debt from their father. They have to collect with a shvua. Hashta vien shakil below shvua, inhu bishvua. So it doesn't make sense. The father, if he was alive, he has the contract, and he goes to the borrower and says, here, pay me the money. He has to swear. He's holding the contract. So why all of a sudden they have to swear? Ella hachikamar. So what does the Mishnah mean over here? We're talking about a case where the borrower died also. So first the borrower died, and afterwards the lender, as we said, died, and now we have their kids taking over the father's stuff. And then after that, the lova died as well. So this is yesomim from yesomim. And that's what it means. V'cheini yesomim mina yesomim lo yiparu el bishvua. So this yesomim out of the mil of the malve, it's collecting from yesomim from the lova. Since yesomim from yesomim, then you're collecting still from yesomim, so therefore you have to swear. Amar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Lo shanu ela kashami yesomim. This is only if the yesomim of the borrower, or when did the yesomim of the malve have to swear? If the yesomim of the borrower, the lova, says, Amar lanu abba lavisi uparati, that they say, yeah, our father borrowed, but he paid you. So they have to swear to that effect. Okay. So now the malve, the yesomim of the malve, excuse me, when they collect, they have to collect with a shvuah. But aval amru, if the yesomim of the lova say, Amar lanu abba lo lavisi, but if they say, not that our father borrowed and paid, our father never borrowed mechla. If that's what they're claiming, then apeshvua lo yiparu. Then they can't collect at all. Because the yisomim of the borrower said that our father never borrowed anything. So the Gemara says, matkif la rava adarava. Lehefech is even better. Kolo omer lo lavisi, ko omer lo parati dami. Person that says, I didn't borrow, that's paramount to saying, obviously, that I didn't pay. Because if it proves that I never borrowed anything, obviously he didn't pay anything. So if by them saying our father never borrowed, and our father didn't pay, that's like saying that our father didn't borrow. Yet, here we have a contract that he borrowed, and they're holding a contract in their hand. So therefore, they should be able to collect without a shvua. Okay? Because kolo omer lo lavisi, ko omer lo parati dam. So they should be collected without a shvuah, because here they have a contract, and they're saying they didn't pay, the father didn't pay, because they say their father didn't borrow. That's like saying the father didn't pay, but it's obviously he did borrow. They're holding a contract that he borrowed. Therefore, they should be able to collect without anything. So Gemara says, you're right. Elit mar hachimit. You have to change what he said. Amar Zika, Amar Rav Yehuda. Lo shanu, when do we say to the Yisomim or Mechai Vashua when they want to collect from the other Yisomim? That's only Eleka Shamru Yisomim of the Love. Amar lanu abba levisi uparati. That they, okay, bored, but he paid back. So now, since they claimed it was paid, so now the Yisomim want to collect have to swear. Aval Amru, if the Yisomim of the Love say, Amar lanu abba lo levisi, that's, then they can collect without a shvua. Lafech, nifrin shalobik suva. Why? Shakola omer lo levisi, komer lo parati dami. Because by saying they didn't say we didn't borrow, that's like saying you didn't pay. Therefore, they have to pay without a shvua. Okay. Let's see. Rashi. Okay, Tznan Hasam. Where is that? Beshuas. So, Inema. If it's talking about a milve, sheha malve, sheha alove kayam, the hayu motzi malav star chaviem, and then they're coming along and they're bringing the star of the father to collect. Then we said that can't be, because even the father himself wouldn't have to appear, swear. So why do the kids? Loshanu mishta mishtabai shakli, that the one that the yatomim swear and take, that's only shamru yatomim lo lava, excuse me, shalove, the yatomim of the borrower say levisi parasi, that my father bore but he paid. So then yishavu elu shvua, then they swear of the yatomim of the malva swear, and then they collect shalo pakadnu velo amarlanu abba velo matzinu shover ben shtaratav shestar ze perua venotli. So they have to swear that they were collecting for our father, and our father never said that it was collected before or this or that. And they have to admit that this is a good star that they found of their fathers, and their fathers didn't tell them it was paid or whatever. A person says, I didn't borrow anything. Obviously, he's mode who shall lo para. He didn't borrow. But here we have a star that it was, that they're holding a star in their hand, that he is chayav.